Today is Wednesday, June 3rd, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. Today really is no different. Didn't do anything different. So first, I want to have a little segment I want to call Pointless Talk about Pointless Talk. So my friend Daniel, my good buddy Daniel, does a show called Pointless Talk. And I thinking about Daniel, I just did it. That's what I was going to talk about. Thinking about Daniel, he said on one of his first episodes, I really want to avoid saying, And I constantly try to avoid saying, whatever. Those things that you do when you're pausing, I try to really just take a break, you know, have a little bit of a break in what I'm doing. And that's fine. But your brain really wants you to fill that space in when you're talking. And I assume we do this when we're talking to other people. All of that said, I was just going to say, Daniel, in one of his first episodes of Pointless Talk, said he wanted to really watch and not say very often. And I just wanted to say, I also feel the same way. Even after 15 billion episodes of Geeky Gay, I feel like I probably say that too often. So there you go. No, but what I was really going to say about Pointless Talk is I was listening, I was catching up on Pointless Talk. I had 3 episodes in the chute and I wanted to listen to them. He listens to Geeky Gay. We're friends. I want to know what's going on in his life. And, you know, I mean, I could text him, I suppose, but I mean, who does that? So I want to listen. You know, we really are friends over podcast. I know Daniel's listening. He's like, yeah, exactly. We are texting more, and both of us are bad at texting, I think, or calling or anything like that. We both are bad at it. But I was catching up on 3 episodes, his Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday episodes today. And I just had a couple of pointless comments about stuff he said. He made a comment that no one was wearing a mask at the grocery store. The same thing is happening here in Arkansas. And I was thinking, oh my God, these dumb Arkansas hicks. I mean, it probably is. Let's face it. Being stupid and rebellious and like, I ain't gonna wear no mask. You know, I feel the same way. And as Daniel did, Mark and I are still wearing a mask. Anytime we get out of the car and we go in Home Depot, Walmart, anywhere that we go, we're wearing a mask. But no, all of these people, I bet less than 25% of people are wearing masks. Now, we haven't gone in any restaurants. We don't feel comfortable doing that. We have only done stuff that has curbside, and we've done DoorDash. I ordered Ruth's Chris over DoorDash. That was so expensive. Anyway, the next point, he says, you know, I don't know what he was talking about. And I knew that when I was writing this note that I wasn't going to know what he was talking about, but I wrote the note down anyway. He said something about liking gimmicks, and I have no idea what my comment was going to be. Oh, well. And then he talked about taking a break from social media, and he specifically called me out. He said, Adam mentioned that he is going to take a break from news. Now, let me just preface this by saying, I could have said those exact words. I could have said, I'm taking a break from news. I probably did. But how I recall it was, I'm taking a break from Twitter and social media. Is what I thought I said. So I just want to comment on that and say, I am not necessarily taking a break from news other than to say I've never been a big news watcher because news likes to focus on the negative stuff because that's what sells. And so you don't get a lot of positivity in your news. And also, oh, I said again. Oh, well. Also, I get my news in the morning when Mark turns. That's the way we wake up in the morning. I hear Good Morning America. Well, our local news for 30 minutes and then Good Morning America while I'm waking up slowly. I'm hearing Trump or whatever. So, you know, I get a little bit of news. So I'm not consciously doing anything differently in relation to news. And my phone still shows me news stories and stuff like that. Apparently, we did have a protest here, but I found out after it happened. And apparently the police here, you had to use tear gas to break it up. But we didn't have a whole lot of damage. There was just some minor stuff, like some rock throwing, some bottle rockets and stuff like that. Oh, there it is again. Damn it. Anyway. And anyway is another crutch of mine that I have. So there you go. You guys should all... Oh. I could edit that out. I didn't realize it was going to beep, you guys. So I don't know if anyone noticed. You probably did notice. But my Monday episode was horrible. And when I say horrible, I don't mean the content. The content is always iffy. I understand that. But I mean the audio kept clicking and clipping and stuttering and doing weird things. And I normally record on my computer. And I've said this before. I've said, you know, if there's any issue with the computer, the CPU, anything like that, I get these weird clicks and skips and pops and stuff like that in my audio. And there's not really a good way to edit those out. And even if I was, it would take me hours of going through and finding each one and trying to figure out how to cut around it or use a declicking filter or, you know, whatever. It's just, it's a lot of work for a little 10-minute episode, right? And so that happened on the Monday episode. I think I just had too many things running on my computer or something like that. And my mixer has a recording option on it. My mixer records, but my entire podcasting career, I've recorded on a computer where I'm watching the waveform. I'm watching the waveform and I can see how big the waveform is. And it's a crutch. Like, so I know how loud I am. I don't know. It's just what I've always done. So I've tried to switch to recording on the mixer. The mixer will not have those weird... It shouldn't have those weird clicks or weirdness because the only thing the mixer is doing is recording. It's not running a bunch of Docker containers and, you know, whatever else I'm doing on my laptop. So all that to say, I'm now trying again recording on my mixer. So we'll see how that goes. But the other thing that I can see while I'm recording on my laptop is the screen is right next to me. I have this big touch screen that I attach to my laptop. And I can see where in the recording I am, and I know when to start the closing music, around 5.5 minutes to 6 minutes. So today I was like, oh, I'll just Google timer, and I'll set a timer for 6 minutes, and then I'll start my closing music when the timer goes off. But I didn't realize there was going to be an audible thing. There you go. Behind the scenes here at Geeky Gay Studios. So I've been emailing landscape designers because I really want to do a good job in the backyard. And we definitely want to extend the porch. At first, I was going to do a deck. And then, but my house is so flat to the ground, there's not really... You would just be doing a flat deck, and apparently they're hard to maintain unless you get composite, and there's really no reason if, you know, most times when you have a deck, you have a door that's 2 or 3 or 4 or more feet above the ground, so you do a deck to give yourself more living area, you know, or a second floor deck or whatever. I'm sure people do right on the ground decks, but normally they're a little bit raised. And the deck is going to be more expensive, so we decided to do a porch. So I've been emailing these landscape designers because I also want to have flower beds and we want privacy trees. And we're not going to go out there and do all this work ourselves. Let's face it. and I want it to be done right. So I emailed a couple, and one emailed me back, and I told them my budget, and they were like, oh, thank you so much for emailing us. It was like, oh, you're so cute. But they're like, normally, just the cost for the design is between $5,000 and $10,000. And that's before any work is done. So we think you'd be better off going to a design firm that does both the design and the work. And they gave me a name, so they were really helpful. But I felt so, I was like, oh my God. They're like, they're thinking, oh, look at this cute gay boy thinking he could get our services. Anyway, it was crazy. So I did get a response from the other one. They may be an option. We took some more stuff from the studio to the house. And so my studio every day is getting more and more bare. We have not moved in yet. I said, again. There you go. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.